It's Friday. Thank you for joining us. February the 2nd, 2018. I'm David Knight. Getting off a little bit here to a rocky start, but we've got a lot to cover today. Of course, the Super Bowl is going to be on Sunday. The NFL is looking at how they're going to provide security. We're going to take a look at who is providing security. There's been a last-minute change and an interesting organization, very large organization, maybe you haven't heard about before, perhaps the largest private security organization in the world, and they've had some very interesting employees who've been involved in some very interesting terror attacks recently. So we're going to take a look at the NFL, their new security measures there. And of course, today people are expecting that the memo is going to be coming out, released imminently by President Trump. We've got people coming out of the woodwork, people like Leon Panetta, that we haven't heard from for a while. Remember Leon Panetta, who was a congressman? Then he was, I think he was first a Defense Department head, then he became head of the CIA. I think it was that order. But he's been both of those. And when he was in 2012 as Secretary of Defense, now Attorney General Sessions, who was Senator Sessions at the time, had a very interesting discussion with Leon Panetta over how what he would do in terms of things like creating a no-fly zone in Syria. Would he go to Congress to get their permission as Secretary of Defense, or would he just do it? And so there was this very interesting back and forth. I'm going to play that again for you today, because Leon Panetta is saying that if this memo comes out, and if there's any kind of revelation, if they don't redact all the names, or if the FBI and the Department of Justice people don't like this, in other words, if Rod Rosenstein takes offense to the fact that perhaps his name is most likely in there, then this is going to create a constitutional crisis, says Leon Panetta. He doesn't think it's a constitutional crisis if he goes to the United Nations to get the permission for war and ignores Congress. You remember when they went back and forth, he said, yeah, we'll probably tell you about it, but we would go to the United Nations for authorization to go to war. That's not a constitutional crisis. If the president releases a memo without the approval of his subordinates, because that's what we're talking about here, the Department of Justice and the FBI are his subordinates. And if they go to, if he releases that without the permission of his subordinates, then that is a constitutional crisis. Maybe it is a crisis for the deep state, because I guess these guys in the FBI and the Department of Justice are there to keep tabs on the president. So we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at how they are spinning this now to isolate and attack Devin Nunes, and some very interesting comments on this whole process and the holding up of the memo until after the reauthorization and loosening of controls on the FISA court, on the surveillance state that was done by the House. I'm glad to see that Judge Napolitano is talking about this. This is very important. This is something I've been talking about for quite a while. I think that is the biggest news. I think that's bigger than the memo, quite frankly, because what that shows us is the bipartisan nature of the deep state. Something is rigged about this system when they withhold that information from the House at large and reauthorize this, even loosening the restrictions after all this information that showed how the law has been violated by the NSA and others, still allowing that to go ahead. William Binney was very upset about that. That's why he came on and talked about that with Alex Jones. And it is very, very important. If they are unwilling or unable, if they truly were absolutely ignorant of what is going on with this, then they are unable to oversee the NSA, and they need to withdraw some of that authorization. If they were complicit in it, that perhaps is even worse. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
President Trump is expected to swiftly declassify the controversial FISA memo. The news comes after the FBI issued a rare public statement saying it had grave concerns about its release, which could be detrimental to national security. FBI Director Christopher Wray is reportedly pressuring the White House to redact all names in the memo prior to its release. So much for transparency. Congressman Jeff Duncan says the release of the FISA memo will shake the FBI to its core. He revealed that the document exposes how the agency was weaponized by Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration to spy on the Trump campaign. Representative Adam Schiff has tried to block the release of the damning FISA memo, saying he'd discovered material changes to it. Chairman Nunez's office said the changes were minor and blasted the complaint as a bizarre distraction from the abuses detailed in the memo. And the soon-to-be-released FISA memo has been a trending topic for days because the deep state tried so hard to suppress it. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. From the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, I think it's kind of interesting how the same memes keep coming back by the same organizations, trying to very subtly either attack Infowars or to try to justify what they have been feeding people. A good example of this is what I talked about briefly yesterday with the BBC, saying, you know, there's still people who think that 9/11 might have been an inside job, quote-unquote inside job. And they bring this up to discredit people who are really paying attention, but also paying attention to the BBC's role in all of this. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that because my wife even missed what I had to say about that yesterday because I covered it so briefly. But also, what you see here with NBC TV program, Law & Order, SVU. I've never watched this. I don't watch this kind of stuff. I don't waste my time on it. But this is the other way that they control the agenda. So you have the Hollywood Entertainment way to do this. You have the direct attack, the didactic attack, if you will, of the BBC. The visceral attacks of melodramas who put people in roles to project and to change the way that you feel about certain organizations, even calling this episode InfoWars, where they have a female reporter going to an Antifa they call it alt-right, but it's neo-Nazis who are fighting each other in the streets. InfoWars reporter goes there to report this. Of course, they don't call her an InfoWars reporter, but that's just the name of the episode. Hint, hint. she gets raped. It appears it's an Antifa guy and not a white supremacist. But then, just when you thought they were even going to maybe have a little bit of honesty and portray the Antifa people as violent, no, they kind of spin it away. To make one of the white supremacists the rapists. Yeah, that's the way that they rig these things. And then there's social media, the other way that they rig these things. And we look at what's going on with Facebook. Interesting article. Their stocks went down briefly after they released a report showing that although they had growth in a lot of areas that they have metrics in, their daily active users declined by a million. In North America for the first time in years. So that troubled investors there. Now, as this was reported, Zero Hedge said, even though they've had Capitol Hill hearings where they talked about how they're going to throttle InfoWars specifically, they and Twitter and others, shifts in their news strategy. In other words, shutting down news and saying, we're not going to allow you to pass news around, but we're going to promote local news and local content, banning Bitcoin ads and so forth and so on. Well, most of that stuff they hadn't done in the fourth quarter. So that really hasn't hit yet. So even though they lost a million users in the fourth quarter, a lot of this stuff, for example, the stuff about banning crypto ads, that was done January the 30th. That just came out this last week, that announcement, saying they're going to ban that. Now, prior to that happening, and this is kind of interesting, there had been talk about the fact that they might adopt Litecoin or might do their own cryptocurrency. So that could be a part of this. As they point out, Litecoin, along with the rest of the other cryptocurrencies, was soaring in December, but then it tripled in value. But then it fell significantly when the founder said that he was going to sell off all of his holdings in Litecoin. And he was saying he was doing it because he'd been accused of insider trading. So he said, fine, I'm out. I'm not going to be manipulating it. And then other people say, well, that's manipulation. So either way, the interesting thing about this is that Coinbase, one of the large clearinghouse, the largest one in the United States, clearinghouse of cryptocurrency, announced the appointment of a Facebook executive to their board of directors. And this is a guy who had been with PayPal. So people start saying, hey, is there going to be a connection? Is Facebook going to start to use Litecoin? Because they announced that they're going to start carrying Litecoin and so forth, and then put him in there. So it sparked speculation about that. And the thing about Litecoin is that it does have some features that Bitcoin doesn't. All these, there's thousands of these things. Many of them don't really have any interesting characteristics. Some of them do. Like Monero, as John McAfee pointed out when he was here on the program, pointed out that Monero has complete anonymity as to the amount and the sender and receiver of that currency. And so they all have their little things. Litecoin was designed to be lighter, faster, cheaper than Bitcoin, capable of smart contracts, having layers. It would facilitate point-of-sale convenience and so forth, proof-of-work security. And so it's the sort of thing that they might use, and Mark Zuckerberg announced that he was looking into cryptocurrency. So the question is, are they banning these other cryptocurrencies? Here's the whole point. Are they banning these other cryptocurrencies because they want a monopoly on this? Because that's the way these guys ultimately operate, right? Are they banning news organizations because they want a monopoly on the news? Well, of course. And the same thing is happening, is going to happen with a cryptocurrency. You can bet that it will. They're going to set up some kind of a payment system, probably like PayPal. And this is something that's been going on for a very long time. When we look at these attacks from NBC, these attacks from Facebook, these attacks from BBC, understand that the CIA had their own domestic operation here, Operation Mockingbird, where they had a great deal of involvement with the major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC. Of course, the government runs NPR. But there's also been 70 years of disinformation of magazines in Europe. The CIA has been funding magazines in Europe. And, of course, the CIA and NQTEL and DARPA, you can take a look at how they got their start, how Facebook and Google, many of these social media de facto monopolies, how did they get their start? Well, in some cases, they had direct investments from the venture capital firm for the CIA, NQTEL. That's no secret that they have a venture capital firm. In many cases, they got had people sitting on their board that were former DARPA people, sitting on the board of NQTEL, getting money from either NQTEL or getting vast sums of money from one person who is one level indirect from NQTEL, with people sitting on his board. For example, Excel put in $12.7 million into Facebook, but then they talk about the fact that Peter Thiel put in $500,000, and they made him the visible supporter and funder of Facebook, if you look at the movie version of the way this is put through. So they have this complete spectrum of disinformation, from social media to mainstream online media like the BBC, to NBC News putting out these types of information. And we go back and look at the BBC saying, look at some of these people were saying, look, just immediately after this, did you notice that this thing fell down completely? This building fell down completely in its footprint? That can't happen. That would never happen. We've seen buildings that are steel, skyscrapers that have burned for days and have never fallen down. And if there is some structural failure, it will kind of topple. It won't go right down into its footprint immediately. And then it happened twice. And then it happened a third time, and that one wasn't hit by a plane. And then it happened with the BBC standing there telling us that it already collapsed with the thing over their shoulder. That's where they wind up going. When I saw that from the BBC, I said, they're going to come in and try to explain that. I've had Tony Rook from the UK, who did a documentary about it from the perspective of firefighters, saying, why, if this is now a possibility, because this has never happened before or now since. If this is a possibility that steel skyscrapers can just collapse in their footprint after only an hour or so of burning, we need to change the way that we fight fires. And there's been no change in the way that was done. But they said, well, we addressed that in 2007. We traced on air comments about how an imminent collapse turned into reporting that the building had actually fallen. Yeah. They said, well, the problem is two planes plus three towers has equaled plenty of questions. It should. It should make you question this. Question all of what they're telling you. We'll be right back with the memo.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Hello. Martin, Warner Brothers production.
In association with J. Edgar Hoover.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
As James
also
Comey.
Starring Philip Abbott.
As Andrew McCabe.
Stephen Brooks.
As Peter Strzok.
Stars, Ruth Roman.
As the lawyer mistress.
Gene Hackman.
As Rod Rosenstein.
Phyllis Love.
As Sally Yates.
Tonight's episode, The Courier.
Of the memo on the dossier. And of course, that was the propaganda piece that ran for many, many years on television, created by J. Edgar Hoover. And last night, we had James Comey coming out, virtue signaling, patting himself on the back again. All should appreciate, he said, the FBI speaking up. I wish more of our leaders would. But take heart, America. History shows that in the long run, weasels and liars never hold the field, so long as good people stand up. Not a lot of schools or streets named for Joe McCarthy. Oh, okay. Well, so I guess anybody that doesn't like this kind of illegal spying and the politicization of the FBI and the use of the massive surveillance state to try to overturn elections, I guess that makes you a weasel and a liar, not James Comey, who weaseled out of prosecuting Hillary Clinton, who lied about issues under oath. No, he's not the weasel. He's not the liar. The other people are. Project much, Mr. Comey? And Glenn Greenwald tweeted that out, and he said, the place where you worked for a decade, where all FBI agents work now, is named after J. Edgar Hoover, and a sign honoring him sets in front of that building. Go back and look at the history of J. Edgar Hoover. Go back and look at the history of how he created the FBI. This is the ultimate lesson in a secret police Gestapo organization. Even Harry Truman, who eventually created the NSA, he should know the secret police and Gestapo. Maybe he was mistaken thinking that he was going to create something that was going to challenge J. Edgar Hoover. Because by that time, J. Edgar Hoover, he said the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover was trending in the direction of a secret police, of a Gestapo. And they've been trending in that direction ever since, quite frankly. So when he comes out and does that, Representative Matt Gaetz had this to say. Let's play video number 5. Do you have video 5?
Of the memo that was voted on by the House Intelligence Committee and the version that was sent to the White House, and you could about hold the both of them up to a lamp and they would look identical. The changes were grammatical in nature. There was a syntax change, but absolutely nothing was added to this memo that would alter its complexion, its content, or that would change the context. And I would remind Director Comey, I don't know that too many schools or streets are going to be named after him once this memo is into the public square.
That's right. We're not going to be naming any streets. Maybe we'll name some jails after James Comey. the clink. we could do that. I don't know. I mean, this is something that really has to come out. And I hope that it comes out without any redactions. I hope they don't get their wish and get names taken off of it, because we need names named. And we need to, in order, if you're ever going to reform the NSA or the FBI, we've got to have some people who are going to go to prison. Not just retire with their pensions, not just be fired without their pensions. They need to go to jail. Hillary Clinton needs to go to jail. When you got this guy, James Comey, coming up and saying, well, look, she committed all these felonies and so forth, and I was, my jaw dropped. I could not believe that. I couldn't believe how candid he was. I said to my wife, they're going to come after Hillary Clinton. And instead he goes, well, but we're not going to, it's not in our best interest to prosecute her. But don't you try this at home. And I said, that is the most amazing thing, the most amazing, the arrogance of the double standard that they have here. And I think it was summarized well by The Onion. Some people put out, Lionel put out, hey, this is when reality catches up to The Onion. Here's what The Onion said. And listen to this and ask yourself if this is satire or if it's reality. The FBI warns Republican memo could undermine faith in massive, unaccountable government secret agencies. That's what they're really telling us. You can't put this out. We got this massive bureaucracy of secret agencies who have no controlling legal authority, and this could undermine faith in that kind of corrupt deep state. We don't want to have that out. The Onion goes on to say, stressing that such an action would be highly reckless, FBI Director Christopher Wray warned Thursday that releasing the Nunes memo could potentially undermine faith in the massive, unaccountable government secret agencies of the U.S. He said, making this memo public will almost certainly impede our ability to conduct clandestine activities operating outside any legal or judicial system on an international scale. And he noted that it was essential that mutual trust exists between the American people and the vast, mysterious cabal that's been given free rein to use any tactics necessary to conduct surveillance on U.S. citizens or to subvert religious and political groups, as the history of J. Edgar Hoover shows the FBI has done throughout history, subverting religious and political groups. And then the Onion has another quote from the director, who says, if we take away the people's faith in this shadowy monolith, exempt from any consequences, all that's left is an extensive network of rogue, unelected intelligence officers carrying out extrajudicial missions for a variety of subjective and occasionally personal reasons and political reasons. Yeah, that's it. That summarizes this perfectly. The Onion had that perfectly. And so then you go on to look at more information coming out, as I reported this yesterday on Wednesday. Judicial Watch released a 42 pages of documents that were redacted. They were from the State Department, showing that the Obama administration had given to a political ally, Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat of Maryland, information for the purpose of undermining President Trump. They said Maryland Senator Ben Cardin received classified information about Russia's involvement in elections when the Obama administration was attempting to disseminate the material widely across the government in order to aid in future investigations, I said. Well, Tom Fitton, who's president of Judicial Watch, said these documents show the Obama State Department, under John Kerry, gathered and sent its own dossier of classified information to Senator Cardin, a political ally in the U.S. Senate, in order to undermine President Trump. And he said Judicial Watch will pursue information on who pulled this classified information, who got it, and then who authorized its release, and why was it evidently dumped just days before President Trump's inauguration. See, that's the kind of dirty tricks. That's why when I titled the show yesterday, I said, let's just call it public enemy number one. You know, the FBI likes to have public enemies. Well, the FBI maybe is public enemy number two, or maybe they're three after the Department of Justice, but the public enemy number one was Obama. And it was his Department of Justice, his FBI, that reached new brazen corruption. I mean, at least J. Edgar Hoover had the decency to try to hide his crimes. They don't even try to do that anymore. So we'll be right back. We're going to talk about what Judge Napolitano said. The deep state at its most frightening is the fact that they hid the NSA information until after they reauthorized it and loosened the controls. We'll be right back.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I've been saying that, Rand Paul came out and said, isn't it ironic that the day after we reauthorized the Section 702 surveillance, which has a lot of problems, that we get this information that this is the existing law, which is stricter than what they reauthorized, was ignored, was violated, that we have a surveillance state that is politically corrupt and politicized. Been saying that for quite some time. And I said, it's not just, he's being very polite. It's not just ironic. It's very hypocritical. And it may be criminal, quite frankly, when we look at this, because neither the Republicans nor the Democrats want to stop this massive surveillance state that is not only a violation of anything that closely, even remotely, resembles the Constitution. But it is a pattern for tyranny like we have never seen before. Honest whistleblowers who know how this thing works, who know the capability, who've watched this. People like William Binney and others have said that this is far worse than, has more power than any tyranny we have ever seen in the history of mankind because of the technological leverage that they have. And now we've got Judge Napolitano coming out and saying it. Good for him. He wrote an op-ed for Fox News on Wednesday, and he said he believes the House Intelligence Committee delayed the releasing of the FISA memo over concerns that it would thwart efforts to boost the surveillance powers of these corrupt U.S. intelligence agencies that we're now supposed to be concerned about. But don't worry. It's all for your protection, right? They're protecting us from bad guys, right? No, they're the bad guys. They're the bad guys. So who was behind the effort to force Congress to delay the memo's release? The National Security Agency, hence Judge Napolitano, reported by the Gateway Pundit. He said, Ignorant of the hot potato on which the House Intelligence Committee had been sitting, they sat on it. Congress recently passed and President Trump signed a vast expansion of spying authorities. Now, I think that what it would have done is it would have given political, if they would have released this information, it would have given political cover. I can't, for the life of me, after it's been obvious for us, and we've been talking about this for several years now, it was validated by Ed Snowden. I can't, for the life of me, believe that anybody was naive enough to believe this nonsense, that this is being done for our safety and our security. As I've said many times, whenever you sacrifice or try to exchange your liberty, and your dignity, really, whenever you try to do that, you try to exchange that for the promise of security, you never get it. In the same way that whenever we give away amnesty to foreign citizens who come here and criminally trespass, we never get any border security either. Funny how that works, isn't it? Funny. We keep giving away our freedom and liberty, giving away the rule of law, and we keep thinking for somehow that that's going to result in our safety and prosperity. But I don't believe that any of these people really, truly didn't know this was going on when they voted for this. I think that releasing it and timing it to release it would have, I think that would have helped people who wanted to stand up and do the right thing, if there were anybody other than Rand Paul who wanted to do the right thing in Congress. He went on to say, Judge Napolitano said, the FISA expansion would have never passed the Senate had the House Intelligence Committee memo and the data on which it is based come to light 7 days sooner than it did. He said, why should 22 members of a House committee keep their 500-plus congressional colleagues in the dark about domestic spying abuses while those colleagues were debating the very subject of domestic spying and voting to expand the powers of those who have abused it? That's Judge Napolitano, and he's exactly right. He said, the NSA shows its might to the legislators who supposedly regulate it. In reality, said Judge Napolitano, the NSA regulates them. See, the NSA and the FBI, they're the real government. They're the real shadow government. And we're going to see this in the comments of Leon Panetta here in just a moment. He says, in reality, the NSA regulates them. He said, this is but one facet of the deep state, the unseen parts of the government that are not authorized by the Constitution and that never change, no matter which party controls the legislature or the executive branch. This time, they almost blew it. If just one conscientious senator had changed his or her vote on the FISA expansion, had that senator known of NSA and FBI abuses of FISA that were concealed by the House Intelligence Committee, the expansion would have failed. And I think that they knew. I think they knew. It would have given them perhaps the cover and the courage to do that. So now, the FBI is coming out and saying, we have objections to this. And, Nunes came out and said, well, you say that you have grave concerns. You have material omissions. Well, you've been making material omissions to this committee for a very long time. But they are, coming out and saying, Adam Schiff is saying this could lead to the firing of Mueller. The FBI and Justice Department want names redacted from the FISA memo so that nobody, gets fired. President Trump is expected to release the memo, however, without redactions, saying that the FBI and Department of Justice have politicized this probe in favor of Democrats. He's exactly right. So the top leadership and investigators of the FBI and the Justice Department have politicized the sacred investigative process in favor of Democrats against Republicans, something which would have been unthinkable just a short time ago. Well, actually, would have been unspoken. They would have done it quietly and covertly. Now the corruption is so arrogant, they do it in the open. But I want to play for you this back and forth between, and we don't have enough time for the full thing, but let's play as much of it as we can. If we go back and look at Leon Panetta and Jeff Sessions, Leon Panetta is now saying this is a constitutional crisis if Trump okays the memo's release over the FBI's objections. Because Leon Panetta sees the FBI and the Department of Justice and things like as the true government, the NSA. They're the ones that are there to keep the politicians in line. And I think people understand this. We'll hold this until the next segment. Let's play what ABC News has to say about how the majority of Americans see this. They understand what truly is going on here. They understand how politicized this is, not just with the Democrats, but also with law enforcement and with these so-called surveillance agencies. Here's a clip from ABC News.
The majority of the country believes that Democrats stand for nothing more than opposing Donald Trump, and barely a third believe they have their own plan. That's a problem for Democrats going forward. They have to stand for something beyond simply opposing the president.
And so when you look at that, and you look at the fact that you've got Leon Panetta coming out of obscurity, the guy who used to be Defense Department secretary, he used to be head of the CIA. He was a congressman at one point in time. In the next segment, we're going to play the back and forth to remind you of General Sessions when he actually, Attorney General Sessions, when he cared about the Constitution. I mean, somehow he has missed the 10th Amendment. But he understood that part where the Congress is supposed to authorize the use of military force. And there was a long back and forth between him and Leon Panetta at the time. And Leon Panetta said, well, you know, he says, who are you going to have to authorize this? Well, we're going to go to the United Nations, probably NATO. And he goes, but who's going to give you authorization to use that? You're talking about who you're going to work with, but who's going to give you legal authority to do that? You know what the Constitution is. You were a congressman. Oh, well, we'd let the Congress know about this. And so now you've got Leon Panetta coming out and saying, we have checks and balances. But you have to establish ways for those checks and balances to work. When it starts to break down, when the president says, I'm going to release it no matter what the FBI says or what the Justice Department says, then it creates what I, Leon Panetta, consider to be a constitutional crisis. See, when I saw him making these comments about the fact that they were going to let the United Nations tell them and give them the authority to go to war and not the U.S. Congress, I thought that was a constitutional crisis. And Jeff Sessions, the senator, said, I'm breathless about this. But now he comes up and he says this is a crisis of checks and balances because the deep state is not going to be balancing Trump, perhaps. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
President Trump is expected to swiftly declassify the controversial FISA memo. The news comes after the FBI issued a rare public statement saying it had grave concerns about its release, which could be detrimental to national security. FBI Director Christopher Wray is reportedly pressuring the White House to redact all names in the memo prior to its release. So much for transparency. Congressman Jeff Duncan says the release of the FISA memo will shake the FBI to its core. He revealed that the document exposes how the agency was weaponized by Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration to spy on the Trump campaign. Representative Adam Schiff has tried to block the release of the damning FISA memo, saying he'd discovered material changes to it. Chairman Nunez's office said the changes were minor and blasted the complaint as a bizarre distraction from the abuses detailed in the memo. And the soon-to-be-released FISA memo has been a trending topic for days because the deep state tried so hard to suppress it. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to play this. If you think we've got a constitutional crisis because the president overrules the statements of people underneath him in the executive branch, I'm going to play for you the real basis of the constitutional crisis. This back and forth that we had between Leon Panetta and Jeff Sessions back in 2012 when he was Secretary of Defense, talking about who he gets his authorization to go to war for. In just one second, before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of our newest products at 50% off or more. Actually, I think Cellforce is not 50% off, but 53% off. The Real Red Pill is 50% off. Carnivore and Floralife, 33% off. A great way to help your digestion as well as your gut health. Floralife is designed and get the probiotics into your intestines. Many times you'll take probiotics and stomach acid will destroy them before it gets to your intestines. So that's a key thing that Floralife is capable of doing. You can find that and Carnivore at InfoWarsStore.com, 33% off. Alexa Pure Breeze air purifiers are 50% off. Great air purifiers. We have one in our family, very silent. Very effective, especially this time of year when you've got the house closed up tightly to try to keep things warm. It's very important to have clean air, and that's something that you may be sacrificing in your attempts to keep your house at a warm temperature. Also, our newest product, BodEase, is now available at an introductory price of 50% off. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Many of our newest products at 50% off or more in some cases. All right, let's go back to this Leon Panetta. And when I saw this Panetta constitutional crisis on the Hill, I thought, I cannot believe that. Let's go back and play this back and forth between Jeff Sessions and Leon Panetta in 2012. If you want to see a real constitutional crisis, this is it.
Do you think that you can act without Congress and initiate a no-fly zone in Syria without congressional approval?
Our goal would be to seek international permission, and we would come to the Congress and inform you and determine how best to approach
permission
this,
from somebody else, and we'll tell you
whether
what
or not
doing.
We would want to get permission from the Congress. I think those are issues we would have to discuss as we decide what to do here.
Well, I'm almost breathless about that, because what I heard you say is we're going to seek international approval, and they will come and tell the Congress what we might do, and we might seek congressional approval.
No, well,
I want to just say to you, that's a big dish. Wouldn't you agree, you've served in the Congress?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree that that's, would be pretty breathtaking to the average American? So would you like to clarify that?
But I've also served with Republican presidents and Democratic presidents who has always reserved the right to defend this country if necessary.
Pause that a second. See, that's the way they get these expanded powers. Yes, the executive was given the power to wage the war, but the declaration of war had to be decided by the people's representatives, because it was going to be the people who were going to be fighting the war. You can't have committees meeting to decide where they're going to move troops around. That's ridiculous. But you have to have, and you must have, in anything remotely resembling a constitutional republic defined in the Constitution, you have to have the people's representatives take a look at this and decide whether or not we're going to go to war. You know, we used to have this concept that we got from Christianity called the just war, where you would look at it and you'd say, well, we're not justified in going to war unless we have been attacked. And we're not going to go to war against civilian populations. And we're not going to do any more damage than is absolutely necessary against the enemy combatants. And once we are finished, once we have the upper hand, we're not going to continue to pursue this in a punitive way. All of those things were part of the just war concept. And we see this when we have the rules that govern us in terms of our own self-defense. It's reflected in that same Christian principle of just war. If somebody breaks into your home, and they're coming at you, and you perceive this as a threat, rightfully so, you are entitled to defend yourself. You can shoot them. But if they come into your house as a burglar, and they grab your expensive television set, and they're running away from you, then they are no threat to you. It's just that they've got your precious stuff. You're not entitled to shoot them in the back. And we used to have those same rules for our police officers as well, but we don't have those rules for police officers. We don't have those rules for the military. We don't have those rules for going to war anymore, because we have people like Leon Panetta saying the president's got authorization to do that. And yet he doesn't want to give the president authorization to release a memo showing abuses of people in the previous administration, and some of them still hung over into this current administration. So when these people violate the law, violate their oath of office to support the Constitution, then according to Leon Panetta, what he said today was, we have checks and balances. But that's going to break down if the president says, I'm going to release this no matter what the FBI says. But he wants to give the president sole authorization, working, of course, with the United Nations. He wants to give them sole authorization to decide whether or not they're going to go to war and put us into war. Let's go back to this exchange, because it's an amazing exchange between Jeff Sessions and Leon Panetta. Again, this was back in 2012. Panetta was Secretary of Defense at the time.
But you, before we do this, you would seek permission of the international authorities.
If we're working with an international coalition and we're working with NATO, we would want to be able to get appropriate permissions in order to be able to do that. That's something that, you know, all of these countries would want to have some kind of legal basis
globalist
on which to act.
What legal basis are you looking for? What entity?
Well, obviously, if NATO
the
made a decision to go in, that would be
the UN,
one.
Obviously.
If we developed an international coalition beyond NATO, then obviously some kind of UN security resolution would be the basis
for
that.
Coalition of. So you're saying NATO would give you a legal basis and an ad hoc coalition of nations would provide a legal basis?
No, actually saying the UN would do it.
If we were able to put together a coalition were able to move together, then obviously we would seek whatever legal basis we would need in order to make that justified. I mean, you know, we can't just pull them all together in a combat operation without getting the legal basis on which to act.
Well, who are you asking for the legal basis from?
If it's obviously if the UN passed a security resolution as it did in Libya, we would do that.
See, comes back to
if,
the UN.
If NATO came
he's
together,
to say that.
If he didn't Bosnia,
we'd go to the UN. We'd go to maybe NATO.
We have options here if we want to build the kind of international approach to dealing with the situation.
Well, I'm for all for having an international support, but I'm really baffled by the idea that somehow an international assembly provides a legal basis for the United States military to be deployed in combat. I don't believe it's close to being correct. They provide no legal authority. The only legal authority that's required to deploy the United States military is the Congress and the President and the law and the Constitution.
Again, Leon Panetta pretends not to understand, but he understands completely. Jeff Sessions continues going, what legal basis? What legal basis? It's the difference, as I said, between authorization and execution. The war has to be authorized by Congress. But then once it is authorized, it is executed by the executive branch. But see, Leon Panetta thinks that there is a check and balance. You have the United Nations, which he obviously takes orders from. He just admitted it. They're the ones who tell us when and where to go to war. They're the ones who come up with these UN agendas, like the war on drugs. They're the ones who come up with these UN agendas, like the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability that's going to be the basis of our smart cities and the redesign and the 5G and the intelligent self-driving cars that they say they're going to constrain us with. All of those wars, the wars on the U.S. population that they're coming up with and the sustainable war, the drug war. All of this is a UN agenda. And of course, they're the ones who tell us about the other wars, whether or not we can go in and overthrow the government of Syria, which countries we can go in and overthrow at any given point in time. And so he's going to take orders from them. And he sees the surveillance state, the deep state, the law enforcement agencies that we're now learning about their corruption. He sees them as a check and a balance on the president. And he sees this as a crisis. It is a crisis for the globalists. Because we're going to expose, hopefully President Trump is going to release this without any redactions, because we need to see the names of every one of these individuals. I think we need a lot more than four pages to define the crimes of these people who have been set up as a check and a balance on our national sovereignty. And that's what's fundamentally here. This is a battle between the deep state and Trump. And they should have never reauthorized these expanded powers of the surveillance state. That was a major mistake. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. When we go to the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about how they are attacking Devin Nunes. Some of the things that are being sold by CNN, by MSNBC, by Adam Schiff, Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. You won't believe what they are saying. We've got clips of what they've been saying here, as well as some Democrat conspiracy theories and some things that are coming along the line with legalization of marijuana. Some of the issues that have come out of that, they're starting to get momentum for state nullification. People are starting to realize, just as we were talking about in the last segment, that the federal government has not been doing a lot of the things that it's supposed to do, but not been doing them in the right way, and that we have reserved to the people and to the states powers that we have not given to the federal government. I think that is the most important thing that is coming out of this conflict over marijuana. And it's interesting to see that last clip that we had of Jeff Sessions, who was arguing in favor of a constitutional perspective against Leon Panetta, saying you have to go to the Congress to get authorization for a war. And then Jeff Sessions turns around and says, oh, but we can have a war on drugs without the Constitution. Isn't that interesting? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be joined by Paul Craig Roberts to talk about what is currently happening with the memo, what the Republicans are doing, what the surveillance state is doing. He's had several articles recently about all those subjects. He'll be joining us later on in the show. Let's talk briefly about what's going on with the NFL. I reported earlier that the Super Bowl ad put out by a veterans group, the NFL rejected that, said we're not going to run that. All they were asking for was respect. But, of course, you have to respect the NFL, says the NFL commissioner, but not the flag, not the national anthem, not the veterans who that represents. And so American Veterans is the organization, AMVETS, are now responding with their own PSA to reinforce and to expand that message to get it across. And as a result of that, we may actually see a drop in the number of people who typically watch the Super Bowl. They've done a poll. This has been conducted by Seton Hall University. They surveyed 706 people across the country, and they asked them questions like, you know, do you typically follow NFL very closely? And of that group that identifies themselves as NFL fans closely following it, 16% they said they won't watch this year's Super Bowl. And they said, well, we don't really know because they didn't ask them why. They didn't follow up with a follow-up question, why aren't you going to watch it? But they say they did ask people if they approved or disapproved or had no opinion about NFL players who protested during the national anthem. And they said 46% of the people disapproved of the protests. And again, when we look at this and we look at what Hollywood does with the movies that they produce, you understand that their political agenda takes precedent over their profits, over their entire business model. And then there's another issue, and that is Super Bowl security. The NFL has always been a part of the Patriot Act community, the Homeland Security community put in place after 9/11. They have always been at the forefront of pushing obtrusive security. And yet, just before this Super Bowl, they had to change the security company that was there. They had a whistleblower said, I had a moral responsibility to speak out. They said that they had used ambiguous job titles as justifications to ignore state requirements. They'd employed people with disqualifying criminal backgrounds and so forth and so on. So they went to the largest security company perhaps in the world, one of, if not the largest, G4S, formerly known as Wackenhut. And their motto is, we do stuff even the CIA won't touch. Are they the right company for the Super Bowl? Let me tell you who some of their former employees have been. Jesus Campos, the hero security guard at the Vegas shooting. He wasn't registered as a Las Vegas guard, but he was registered internationally as a G4S. Then we had Omar Martin, the gay Muslim gunman who killed 49 people in the Orlando Pulse nightclub. James Wesley Howell, who they caught that same day with explosives at a gay pride group, and the shooters.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, I was talking about the Super Bowl, about the fact that people are still upset about the disrespect that the NFL has condoned and endorsed against the national anthem, against the flag, and other things. 16% of the people polled said even though they closely followed the NFL, they did not plan on watching the Super Bowl. And just under 50% of the people said they were very upset with the conduct of the NFL over this last year. Of course, it's had a massive effect on the NFL, but they don't care. But here's something you might care about, which I found kind of interesting. It's reported by American Digital News, and it's who's providing the security. They had a local security company that they removed at the last minute. Monterey Security typically does the security for that particular stadium. They did an audit. They found a lot of sloppy work in terms of background checks, so they went with one of the largest security firms in the world, G4S, formerly known as Wackenhut, and was telling people at the top of the hour some of their former employees that have been. You want to talk about people who haven't really vetted their employees. And as the article points out, American Digital News points out, sudden changes in security a few months before a big event are not a good sign. But an even worse sign is when you look at people who have worked for G4S in the past. Jesus Campos, the guy who was not a licensed security guard in Vegas. But he was working for G4S. And, of course, the federal government uses them for clandestine operations. Their motto is, we do things that the CIA won't. Also, Omar Mateen, the gay Muslim gunman who killed 49 people last year at Orlando Pulse nightclub, is also a G4S employee. James Wesley Howell, who was headed to a gay pride event in California on the same day as the Orlando massacre. He was arrested by police after they found a loaded assault rifle and chemicals mixed and ready to explode in his car. Another G4S employee. Kevin James Loibel, who killed Orlando singer Christine Grime on Friday night before the Pulse nightclub shooting. And then the San Bernardino shooters, Sayed Rizwan Farouk and his wife, as well as Enrique Marquez, their close friend who purchased the two assault rifles used in the shooting. They were all G4S employees, and they're going to be, that company will be running the security at the Super Bowl. So maybe more people will want to watch now. I don't know. Maybe that'll be something to see more so than the game itself, to see if there's going to be some kind of a terror attack there. But they have always used, the NFL has always used, before they started attacking the national anthem and the flag, and supporting Black Lives Matter, the NFL has always been at the forefront of pushing invasive security tactics. But I want to talk now about the attacks, not at the NFL or the Super Bowl, but the attacks against Devin Nunes, because this is something that we typically see. It's a Saul Alinsky tactic. You want to isolate somebody and make it all about him. So now everybody is talking about Devin Nunes on the left and on the leftist media. As The Hill says, furor grows over the Nunes intel memo. And RT says, is Nunes a Russian agent? He is under fire from both the media and the Democrats. Democrats and the mainstream media, says RT, are stepping up attacks on Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, even suggesting that he is a Russian agent. And they've got a tweet here from Mark Dice, who says MSNBC suggests Devin Nunes is a Russian agent after voting to release the memo. And he says, by the way, he's chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, but that doesn't stop them. When MSNBC was talking to Senator Chris Murphy, they said, is it possible that the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee has been compromised by the Russians? You know, because they're everywhere, right? They're everywhere. Interesting, isn't it, how they keep telling us that the Russians have hacked our election, the Russians will hack our elections, and yet they're bringing in millions upon millions of foreign citizens and giving them citizenship. Why? So that the Democrats can hack our elections. But we're not supposed to notice that hacking of our elections. I mean, if we were bringing in millions of Russians and making them voting citizens, maybe they would have something to say about it, right? But they do that with people from Central South America or Asia or wherever. And we're not supposed to notice. And I guess most people don't notice. Nobody has really complained about the fact that it's the Democrats who are hacking our election. And it's the Democrats who colluded with the globalist surveillance state that is supposed to be a check and a balance on our president, as Leon Panetta pointed out for us. Because, you know, the United Nations tells us what to do. And then the FBI and the NSA keeps an eye on the politicians and make sure that they do it. But then they go on, and as they said that to Senator Chris Murphy, he goes, I hope that's not the case. He stutters a bit. And he says, I certainly have no information to suggest that it is. But then they weren't satisfied with that. MSNBC, Heilman says, doesn't his behavior speak of that? He's behaving like someone who has been compromised. And there are people in the intelligence community and others with great expertise in this area who look at him and say, that guy's been compromised. Well, you know what? As I said before, as Judge Napolitano looked at this, if there's any compromise, if there's any collusion, there's compromise on behalf of the politicized surveillance state, not on behalf of foreign actors. That's where the compromise, that's where the collusion is happening. And as Glenn Greenwald looked at this, he goes, this is even more amazing when you watch the video. So let's take a quick look at the video.
Possible that the Republican chairman of the House Intel Committee has been compromised by the Russians? Is it possible that they actually have a Russian agent running the House Intel Committee on the Republican side?
I hope that's not the case.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's hope that's not the case. And then CNN goes on and says, let's get video six ready. Devin Nunes is acting like he's in a spy thriller. In other words, he's acting like he's a spy. He's a Russian agent, suggests MSNBC. And then subliminally, CNN says he's acting like he's a spy. They had in their report here, the allegations managed to become impenetrable. Who had shown it to him? What had he seen? Where did he see it? When did all this happen? And why? Well, they've been investigating what was going on at your insistence for quite some time. And when they started asking questions from the FBI, there were material omissions from the FBI. They said, oh, we can't find that. We seem to have lost the texts. We seem to have lost the emails. Every time they would ask them a question that would reflect negatively on the Democrats, the FBI would conceal that. The Department of Justice would conceal that. And so, yeah, he's there with the House Intelligence Committee. And who had shown this to him? Well, they had to dig pretty hard, and they had to threaten these guys. And what had he seen? Where did he see it? Well, that's what we're trying to find out. And when did all this happen? It's been happening over many months. But they call it a melodrama that's more like House of Cards than Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Let's play what Anderson Cooper says about this. This guy, who used to actually work for the CIA, this guy that works for a network that has staged bombing raids in the past, we've shown you those clips. After Sandy Hook, he's there pretending that he's at the site, but as he's talking to the person there, you can see his nose disappearing on the green screen. Here's Anderson Cooper talking about how this seems like a phony spy thriller.
Begin tonight with the drama over the Nunes memo. Keep in mind, it is in many ways a phony drama. Phony because the release of the memo is, by all accounts, a foregone conclusion. It is and always has been. Now, we should point out that the document in question is not some bipartisan finding of fact from the House Intelligence Committee. It appears it will essentially be something of a press release, possibly just emailed out, perhaps under the letterhead of the Republican House Intelligence Committee membership, chaired, of course, by
Congressman. Oh, then why do we have to redact it? If it's just going to be a press release, then why is it important that we redact it, right? Let's talk about a really phony spy. James Clapper. We're going to play you what he had to say about this. We've got all these people coming out of the woodwork, all these former CIA people like Anderson Cooper, Leon Panetta, James Clapper. No, there's nothing to worry about there, right? Boy, these guys are really worried. Just going to be a little PR release, right? No, they're very worried. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts. He said, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI are criminal organizations that should be abolished and their leaderships imprisoned. I agree with Mr. Roberts on that. He is an assistant secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, earning fame as a co-founder of Reaganomics. He has been a former editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal and Business Week, and you can find his writings at paulcraigroberts.org. And one of the other articles that he has here is the NSA is a blackmail agency. I find it interesting, Mr. Roberts. Thank you for joining us.
Glad to be with you, David.
I was going to say, I find it interesting that, you know, you point out the NSA is a blackmail agency, and I agree with you. It was created by executive order by President Truman, who said, we don't want to have a Gestapo or a secret police, and the FBI is trending that way under J. Edgar Hoover, so he creates the NSA with an executive order.
People often don't realize the consequences of what they are doing.
That's right.
A lot of people have said, including Truman, that he was sorry he approved the formation of the CIA with the accompaniment of the black op part of it. He thought we should only have analysts, not these covert action.
Yes. Yes, and you know, we see that with the NSA whistleblowers like William Binney, decrying the dragnet surveillance. I just covered earlier today, we've had, Judge Napolitano come out and criticize the House Intelligence Committee for not releasing this information before they voted to extend the powers of the surveillance state, just a vote or two away from shutting that, from constraining them. But they set on this information about the abuse of this, although I think these people already knew about that, but it would have given them political cover to do the right thing, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would have. David, I think that the problem, especially for the Republicans, but for all of the Congress, is the many decades of Cold War and the hysteria, and it gave all sorts of protection to national security, the protection of classified information. So they're all still living in that world. They're still intimidated by any sort of release of classified information. And they've listened to the security agencies tell them for decades that, it'll help our enemies. It'll put our people at risk. It shows our spy methods and blah, blah, blah. And all that's just utter a bunch of lies. All national security classification does is it protects the crimes of the government from being seen. That's the main function of.
And we can see that very clearly with this back and forth of the memo, and that's what they're really concerned about. Keep our names out of it. We don't want this stuff to come out. I mean, it's obvious to everybody that there was collusion between the Democrats and the national security police state here, and they don't want that information to come out. They don't want the names to come out.
That's right. Well, they don't want Russiagate discredited either, because they created Russiagate as a conspiracy against American democracy and against Trump. And, of course, the military security complex plays a big role in this because they need Russia as an enemy to justify their massive budget. And so this is also part of it. They don't want to have it shown that Russiagate is really not a conspiracy of Trump and Putin to steal the election, but really was a conspiracy of the FBI, the Obama Justice Department, and the Democratic National Committee against President Trump. So they're trying to protect that too, David.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And when you're talking about this, this Russiagate promulgating this, talk about the article that just came out yesterday on your site, The Second Dossier, and this movement that is being coordinated to try to remove Devin Nunes from the House Intelligence Committee.
Well, you know, this Second Dossier is so absurd. It shows how desperate they are, because they've now got a known Clinton operative coming up with the Second Dossier. And the whole purpose of the Second Dossier is to legitimize the first dossier, which has been delegitimized.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Delegitimized because it was funded by the Democrats. So then they come up with Cody Scherer, who's the brother-in-law of Strobe Talbert. I mean, they want to have a Russian connection. I mean, Strobe Talbert was out there as an act of love translating the memoirs of Nikita Khrushchev right, as part of a book. I mean, this is absurd, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But you see, the fact that they do things like this, it shows how audacious they are.
Yes.
And so how can they be so audacious? It's because they're used to getting away with it. They've gotten away with it for decades. And now it's made them so audacious that I think people are beginning to realize that they're being fed a bunch of BS, and that there's some kind of agenda here that's totally different from the way it's presented. Of course, the media are the print and TV media, of course, are really scared to death about this too, because they're way out on the limb. You know, they have been a propaganda ministry for the FBI, for the Department of Justice, for Hillary and the Democratic National Committee, and they're so heavily committed to the Trump-Putin conspiracy that this memo will take away any credibility the prostitute media still has. So
that's right.
I would bet that there won't be much reporting of it from CNN or MSNBC or the National Public Radio or the Washington Post, the New York Times.
You mentioned NPR. I just they had a little simplistic primer yesterday for their listeners, because our readers on NPR.com, and I went through that, and it was amazing. Well, what is this memo? And I'm sure that if they listen to or read NPR, they've never heard of this memo. And then they gave them disinformation about what it was, but it was very, very simplistic. And as you point out, they're just now starting to cover it, but they're kind of focusing everything, it seems like, on Devin Nunes. They don't want to talk about the content, and I think that's going to be their strategy. They won't talk about what is revealed when it is revealed. They will focus on him, calling him a Russian agent. That's been put out there by MSNBC. I mean, everybody is a Russian agent if they're opposed to the Democrats.
Right. He's a Russian agent, and this group of activists, Credo, they have a petition out calling on Paul Ryan to remove this Russian agent as chairman because he's compromised. So, you know, do you think they're really that stupid they believe this? I don't. I think
no.
this is a conscious effort to mislead, to, again, trick the American people into disregarding the hard evidence.
Absolutely. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're talking to Paul Craig Roberts. You can find him at paulcraigroberts.org. And he has been in Washington. He knows how these guys work. He's been observing this for a long time. Absolutely spot on. We'll be right back with Paul Craig Roberts. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
President Trump is expected to swiftly declassify the controversial FISA memo. The news comes after the FBI issued a rare public statement saying it had grave concerns about its release, which could be detrimental to national security. FBI Director Christopher Wray is reportedly pressuring the White House to redact all names in the memo prior to its release. So much for transparency. Congressman Jeff Duncan says the release of the FISA memo will shake the FBI to its core. He revealed that the document exposes how the agency was weaponized by Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration to spy on the Trump campaign. Representative Adam Schiff has tried to block the release of the damning FISA memo, saying he'd discovered material changes to it. Chairman Nunez's office said the changes were minor and blasted the complaint as a bizarre distraction from the abuses detailed in the memo. And the soon-to-be-released FISA memo has been a trending topic for days because the deep state tried so hard to suppress it. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration, one of the co-founders of Reaganomics. He's been an observer and a participant in Washington for quite some time. And Mr. Roberts had an article about a week ago, because, you know, this is... We're now about 2 weeks or so into this memo that's been talked about and talked around and still not released. And as Mr. Roberts pointed out, on January the 24th, Republicans are sitting on evidence that clears Trump. And you pointed out at the time, Mr. Roberts, that if they were smart, they would immediately have released the information instead and not announce that it's going to be coming up. and then sit on it while the Democrats organize themselves and create a disinformation campaign, which now we're seeing in spades being done as they've sat on this for 2 weeks.
Yeah, the Republicans basically gave their opponents a chance to discredit the memo before it's ever released, because the public has now heard for, you know, what, 10 days, 2 weeks, that this is just some kind of effort to clear Trump of his crimes, and it's all part of the conspiracy and so on. So when you have important evidence, you don't announce it till you release it.
That's right. If they put it out there and it was a bombshell memo, because from what we saw, the people who had read it, they were saying, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. And it was pointed out immediately. They put it out on a Thursday night. And the next day we had Glenn Greenwald and many other people. Judge Napolitano said the same thing. Said, look, they could have released it right now. They could have leaked it to somebody. They could have, any one of them, including the people that they released it to on the House floor, could have read it on the floor of the House and avoided any kind of recrimination or charges for crimes. They can read anything they want to on the House of the floor. The president could have declassified it. Instead, they just talk about it and don't say exactly what is in it, although I think we know what is in it. And then the mainstream media comes out and says it's nothing but a partisan hack job.
That's right. And that's due to the fact they didn't release it. They should have released it on a Monday. Mm-hmm. They should have also, in my opinion, since I think it does show a criminal culpability of members of the Department of Justice and the FBI, have sent federal marshals or Secret Service to arrest them.
Yes.
And they
yes.
should have been indicted and put on trial. And that should have all happened with the release.
Because we've had a lot of information that has come out. I mean, the Inspector General is doing his investigation for the Department of Justice and so forth. And it's also come out this week that they said that Andrew McCabe had, with these interviews, had sent memos around telling people alter the interviews. We have some of the emails between Peter Strzok and his lawyer mistress showing that Andy, meaning Andy McCabe, had, as of the end of September, he had the Wiener emails. And they sat on that for another 3 or 4 weeks to try to rig the election. So we've got evidence of multiple crimes being committed, but absolutely nothing being done about it.
That's right. But, you know, people in government are seldom held accountable unless they are hated by the liberal media, like Nixon, Reagan.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Trump. So on the whole, it's not clear to me that truth will win this, because when the memo is released, what the media can do is say, well, look, we've already told you for 2 weeks this is just a fake effort to clear Trump, and we can't let that happen. And so we already know what this is, and that'll be the end of it. So, and the campaign against Trump and Russia will continue. So it's not clear that the people will ever get a hearing except in court. For example, if some of these FBI, DOJ guys are arrested and put in court, then you hear the evidence in court, and then you get a test of the evidence in court. And that becomes harder for the media to control, for the FBI to control, for the DNC to control. So, it may be that's the only way the evidence will ever get out, is take it to court.
Do you think that Sessions will do that? Do you think he's got the backbone to do something like that?
I think Sessions is too weak for this type of thing. In fact, Republicans overall are, because they're really worried about discrediting government or discrediting the security agencies. I mean, good heavens, what happens if we discredit the FBI? Crime will get us all. You know, conservatives are law and order Americans.
That's right.
On the side of the police, they're on the side of the security agencies. So I think this makes them sort of hapless, and it's why they end up setting themselves up for the kind of attacks they've had since they announced that they had this memo.
Earlier I played back and forth going back to 2012. Perhaps you remember it. You had Senator Sessions then at the time talking to Secretary of Defense at the time, Leon Panetta. And, of course, over Leon Panetta's shoulder was John Kelly, who is now Chief of Staff of the White House. And in that back and forth, Sessions was asking him, well, would you authorize a no-fly zone over Syria? In other words, would you start a war with Syria? And he goes, well, I'd have to talk to the our allies. You know, he started to say the UN to get permission. And they're going back and forth, and Sessions is saying, I can't believe you're saying that. But that's really what he was saying. And we played that along with that. But today he is saying that if the people under the president in the Department of Justice and the FBI, which are under the president, if he doesn't follow their advice, that creates a constitutional crisis. That's Leon Panetta saying that today.
Well, they say whatever serves their agenda, don't they? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I guess his idea of what constitutes a crisis in government is anything that might possibly expose the globalist government that he's been taking orders from for all this time. And it concerns me when I see John Kelly sitting over his shoulder, because we had President Trump come out and say, this is the same corrupt organization that we're looking at. He tweeted it out that tried to rig the election. And then shortly after that, this is when they were talking about reauthorizing FISA. Shortly after that, he came back and said, but we need FISA and all of this surveillance state because they keep us safe. And I'm sure somebody like John Kelly was whispering in his ear about that.
And that's right. That's why the Republicans are really hapless, and they're really not very effective, because they're committed to all this myth that we have. You know, the only enemies the United States has is the ones it works hard to create.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I think I'm far more worried than these people who are running than Putin. I'm far more worried about the people running the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI right now.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to see what happens. And hopefully this is going to come out, and then it's going to go to the next level. As you reported, this second dossier, an organization called Credo, is out there saying that Devin Nunes needs to be removed simply because he is, quote unquote, compromised. They don't define what compromised means, but, you know, we should understand what that is. And tell us a little bit about Credo. We've got about a minute, just a little bit over a minute. What is this group? Are they connected to George Soros, as far as you can tell?
You know, I don't know. They claim that there are 5 million activists, progressive activists for a better society. So, yeah, they can be funded by Soros. They can be funded by the CIA. I mean, who knows who's funded. So, but clearly they are they're working in behalf of the Russiagate conspiracy, that it's Trump and Putin, and they're protecting the real villains from the memo from the House Intelligence Committee. So they're
That's right. That's right.
The paid to serve those interests.
That's right. I absolutely agree with you. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, you can find Paul Craig Roberts articles at paulcraigroberts.org. Thank you so much, Mr. Roberts. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Right's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Things are coming to a head with the memo, and we've got the establishment media lined up to criticize this. As I said before, we have Anderson Cooper coming out saying this is a made-up spy fiction. MSNBC is saying Devin Nunes is a Russian agent. You've got a progressive organization demanding that he be removed from the Intel Committee because he's been, quote-unquote, compromised. And now we've got a real phony spy, James Clapper, the poster child for liars, who went on record just before we got the Ed Snowden leaks saying that none of what we saw out of these massive document reveals from Ed Snowden, none of that was happening. Lying to Senator Ron Wyden as he asked him what was going on with that. And, of course, now Senator Ron Wyden, shame on him, he is now trying to draw the NRA into this Russian conspiracy theory. No, that's not happening. They need to focus on what the real threat is here. Ron Wyden did know what the real threat was. He did know that it was the massive surveillance state that was eventually going to be openly trying to rig and overthrow our elections. That's the real problem. Forget the Russians. These people like James Clapper, John Brennan, Michael Hayden, they're the ones, along with the people in the FBI, Comey and others, who are trying to overthrow our country. the Democrats are the ones who are bringing in massive numbers, millions of people, and giving them the rights to vote because they will be captive to their party. But let's look at what James Clapper has said now about this memo.
Well, it strikes me as a pot calling the kettle black. I think this is almost amusing that we're in such a serious subject. I think the Department of Justice and particularly the FBI have done the right thing by trying to defend themselves. And I was particularly struck by the FBI statement, which cited errors of omission of fact rather than jeopardy to sources and methods. And I found that quite significant.
Why?
I mean, transparency is a great thing.
Hold that right there. So he's talking about omissions of fact. And as Devin Nunes came back and said, you guys have omitted a lot of facts. How dare you say that? You've been stonewalling us, telling us that you can't find texts and emails and saying that it was something that Samsung took away from you. As you pointed out, that was a different bug. And these things could be found. The NSA's got all this stuff, and he well knows that. The people who've been materially hiding information and omitting information have been these people that that they're talking about, the FBI. And for, of all people, that James Clapper, who when he was asked point blank, are you doing dragnet surveillance on the American people? Well, not intentionally. He absolutely was doing it intentionally. And here he is lying again. And if the media had any credibility, they would stop putting this guy on, and they would have instead, if anybody had any credibility in the government, they would have locked him up by, at this point, for committing perjury. But here he is again, lying to the American public. I guess this time he's not under oath, so it's okay. James Clapper.
Let's be factual and objective about it, and this clearly is a pretty blatant political act, and I hope that the FBI particularly takes the opportunity to rebut the memo that those things and include those omissions of fact to the extent that they can.
And then you've got Adam Schiff coming out and saying our investigation can't be credible or productive as long as Chairman Nunes is at the helm. That's the focus right now. To isolate him, to attack him, to take him out. That's what all the progressive groups as well as the deep state is trying to do. Here is Adam Schiff.
You know, I don't like to make ethics referrals or ethics arguments, but I think in the interest of the investigation, he should have really stepped aside when he said he was. He certainly ought to, I think, yield the reins of this to his colleague, Mr. Conaway. Let Mr. Conaway run this in an appropriate way, because this is bringing discredit on, I think, on Mr. Nunes, on our committee.
All right. So, yeah, he's got to go, says Adam Schiff. You know what's going to be interesting? And a Democrat has pointed this out. He said, you know, we're going to see the dueling memos coming out. The one that Schiff says, oh, we put together one. It's like a dozen pages instead of four pages. People, as I pointed out yesterday, have said that that cannot be released because it does reveal sources and methods and individuals that it should not reveal. But Adam Schiff has said, you guys voted to release a memo, and then you put a couple of commas in and fixed a spelling of a couple of words, and now that's not the one that you voted to release. So if we get the one that they voted to release, we get the one that they actually are releasing, and we can see that there's nothing but grammatical changes there, if that's what we see. And if we see Adam Schiff's memo, and I hope that he does release it, he can do the same thing that we've been calling on the Republicans to do for quite a while, and that is just leak it to somebody or read it on the House floor. If he doesn't have the votes to get it declassified in the House Intelligence Committee, he could just read it on the House floor. We need to have all this information out, and we're going to see that one of these individuals is lying. Maybe they both are. Who knows? We'll see. But I don't think so. I think what we have been getting drips and drabs of that are in the Nunes memo are what we had already pieced together and been saying was happening all along. The essence of this is the obstruction, the cover-up, the manipulation of data, as has been revealed this week. Andrew McCabe instructing agents to withhold information, to delay the release of information, to alter interviews, all of that sort of stuff. And then using a democratically funded dossier that had no basis in fact, using that to shop that around and get a warrant to spy on the Trump administration. Nancy Pelosi is demanding removal of Nunes, joining Adam Schiff, joining James Clapper, joining the rest of these people. And so is Chuck Schumer, saying he's unfit to serve as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. This memo needs to come out. They have waited, as Paul Craig Roberts was saying before, as Judge Napolitano and many other people. It's a major strategic error to wait this long. And I don't understand why they continue to wait to release it. They ought to put this out, because the longer they wait, the more the Democrats are already conditioning people to have an opinion on this. And once those opinions get hardened, there's already a lot of confirmation bias going on both sides of this. And so now I don't know that anybody is going to read it if they keep on waiting on this. I don't understand why they continue to wait on us. Releasing it on a Friday. Fridays are a slow news day, so that's not going to work out too well. But the longer they wait, the worse this is going to be. All right, we're going to take your phone calls. I want to get your opinions as to what's going on with this. 888-201-2244 if you want to join the program. 888-201-2244. We have some updates on what's going on with the war on drugs. And, of course, we've had Jeff Sessions say that he's going to come after the states that have legalized it. He doesn't have congressional authority for that. He doesn't have constitutional authority for that. I've said all along that what people need to do is change the war cry from 420 that they talk about, the marijuana legalization people, to 1018. Point out the fact that we have a 10th Amendment and we have an 18th Amendment. And both of those show that the federal government has absolutely no authority in this area. And there is no popular support of this either, if they think this is a winning issue for them. 60% of Americans now support marijuana legalization. There are going to be more states this year that are going to be voting on marijuana legalization after Jeff Sessions said he was going to shut it down. We had both Vermont and New Hampshire legislators say that they were going to legalize marijuana. But here's an interesting development. We've got San Francisco saying they're going to now wipe out thousands of marijuana convictions dating all the way back to 1975. If they're not going to criminalize this, they're going to remove this record because it is a barrier to people getting jobs, to people, in some cases, getting housing. And so they say nearly 5,000 felony marijuana convictions will be reviewed in the city of San Francisco, more than 3,000 misdemeanors that were sentenced prior to Proposition 64's passage will be dismissed and sealed. And then this other development from California, which I think has elements of something good in it, talking about creating a state bank so that marijuana businesses, because the government, the federal government, is using the banking system as a way to shut down the powers of the states and the rights of the people. When the people have a referendum and they legalize this, the federal government is coming back and using, as they frequently do, using the banking system and the Federal Reserve to try to shut down what the states and the people are doing. And so now you've got a couple of California gubernatorial candidates saying that they're thinking about creating a state bank. Now, this is something that has been talked about in the past by some people as a pushback against the power and the intimidation of the Federal Reserve System. However, it being California, do you think that they can really manage a bank? And are they going to take it in directions that we don't want to see? We'll be right back with that and your calls.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We'll start taking your calls now. If you want to join the program, the number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Let's talk to David in North Carolina. Go ahead, David. You want to talk about the memo?
Actually, on the FISA Reauthorization Act of 2018, has anybody really ever gone over that and to see what's in it? It looks to me like they've removed some of the Fourth Amendment protections on the data collected against U.S. citizens.
Yeah, they've expanded the powers, even though there had been a massive report which had been sitting around since July, and William Binney came on the program to talk about the details of that and how
right.
they had gone around the existing restrictions. This new law actually eased those restrictions and did not penalize the NSA for having violated the previous law. So I don't know why anybody thinks there's going to be any control whatsoever of the NSA. They kept
That's
that information quiet until they reauthorized it.
That's very scary.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely no judicial oversight whatsoever.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, let's understand that, you know, the FISA judges, quote unquote, they've got, I think it's seven judges that are FISA judges, and they go there and they present the information to them. And of course, that information doesn't have to be specific, even under the rules that they were operating under before. They could go to them and say, we would like to get search warrant on Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, as Rand Paul has pointed out. And if that judge didn't give it to them, they could then go to another judge. And they keep doing that till they've gone through all seven of the judges. Well, typically they get like 99% plus of these things approved. And they can be overly broad. They're not specific as to the time, the place that they're looking at, or the individual, the crime that they're searching. Just as we see with the special prosecutor himself. There's no law that governs the special prosecutor. That expired in 1999. And he doesn't have to go and to the attorney general and make a case that he is investigating a crime. He's actually investigating a man. And he doesn't have to report to a three-panel judge like the special prosecutor law used to require before they let it expire in 1999, 19 years ago.
That is absolutely mind-blowing, though, when you get to thinking about it. Okay, well, I don't know what we can do about all this. Hopefully somebody somewhere can maybe get the ball rolling to get this stuff maybe more in line with the way the country used to be. This is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the most amazing thing about it to me, is that this has been going on for quite some time. As a matter of fact, the reason we have the FISA court is because back in the 1960s, the NSA and the CIA, who were supposed to be looking at foreign criminals and keeping us secure, that was a promise, right? They had already been doing wiretaps on Americans using the phone. And so that's why you had the church committee hearings, the Pike committee hearings, and they were so arrogant at the time that in the Pike House committee, where they were talking to the NSA, Pike and his committee asked to see their charter because they had been created by an executive order by President Truman, and they absolutely refused. They said, no, we're not even going to show you that. I mean, that's the arrogance in the 1970s. So they created the FISA court to oversee all this, and instead the FISA court became a tool for these people to expand their dragnet surveillance of America and to continue to do what they did and to expand it even more. And that's what we've just seen every time we go through and we're promised that there's going to be some oversight of this. What they do is they continue to expand it, and all of these so-called laws that are supposed to restrain it just become weapons in their hands to extend their power. That's the amazing thing about it, isn't it, David?
Yeah, so all they have to do, basically now, this just changes the fact that they don't have to go in there and pretend like they're getting some type of a clearance with a judge.
That's right, that's right.
Oh, man.
They make it easier and easier, and the tyranny becomes more and more open, to the extent that they are not even concerned about the fact that they come after a sitting president right after an election to overthrow him. That's how open it has become. That's the amazing part about it. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls. That number is 888-201-2244 if you want to join the program. I'm David Knight.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. This final hour, we're going to take your phone calls if you want to join the program, talk about the memo. We've been talking about it for 2 weeks, the upcoming release, but I think it's very interesting how it is being spun. And as I was talking to David from North Carolina at the top of the hour, the real concern, I think, for those of us who are Americans is how overt and arrogant this surveillance state has become. And how every time there is talk of even of doing the slightest amount of oversight or control, instead, they wind up with less control, less oversight. Judge Napolitano just pointed that out as to what happened with this recent reauthorization and loosening of restrictions in spite of all this abuse that's going on. And again, it comes down to the idea that both these people have, both the Democrats and Republicans, believe that it's going to be just fine as long as they're in control. And we know how that works out for us. So we're going to go back to your phone calls here in just one moment. But I want to finish with what I was on just before we went to the top of the hour. Those who are listening on the radio, we're talking about the fact that as the government under Attorney General Sessions decides that they're going to continue to pursue this unconstitutional and ineffective war on drugs. I mean, it'd be one thing if we were to say that, hey, look, it's working. We're getting people off of drugs and addiction rates are going down. And so it's worth it to sacrifice our Constitution, our individual liberties, our property rights, our rule of law. It's worth it to corrupt the police because we're getting a reduction in addiction. But that hasn't happened. We haven't gotten anything positive from that. So as we look at people pushing back, one of the things that is coming out of this that I think is very positive is the understanding that people are starting to get of the 10th Amendment. I talked yesterday about Idaho unanimously passing a bipartisan bill. It's introduced by both a Democrat and a Republican to say we are going to shut down this whole notion that was put into law as part of the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, back in 2012, saying that you're going to have the possibility that the government gave itself the power to indefinitely detain American citizens without charging them with a crime. We're not going to allow that to happen in Idaho, they said. And now they're talking about, they've just introduced another bill in Idaho saying that they're going to gradually eliminate all federal education funding for grades K through 12. It would set the stage to nullify many federal education mandates. The federal government has absolutely no authority to get involved in education. The Department of Education was created by Jimmy Carter in the middle of his administration. It was less than 4 years old. Ronald Reagan campaigned on getting rid of it. Instead, he grew it into adulthood under his 8 years, and it has never gotten any smaller. Continues to metastasize. Continues to control our lives. And the way that they're doing this in Idaho, I think is smart. They're gradually doing it. They're saying on the proposed law, the state would limit the amount of federal education funding to $300 million in 2019. And each subsequent year, the amount would be reduced by another $40 million. And so by 2027, which would be 9 years from now, Idaho would no longer rely on federal funding for any of its K through 12 education appropriations. And so once they attain this, Idaho will retain its education freedom by not allowing federal funding for any of its future grades K through 12 education appropriations. Because, you know, if you fund it, you control it. And the other part of it is defining it by putting in educational standards like Common Core. And unfortunately, this doesn't get rid of Common Core explicitly. But it's a big move in the right direction. I mean, I would do it a little bit more rapidly, but I think that gradual process of gradually weaning the state off of this is a very important thing. When we look at things like how the government, the federal government, has exerted its tentacles into the most minute details of our lives, they always do this, A, gradually, and B, with money. And that should be a lesson to all of us as governments around the country are starting to talk about universal basic income, putting us all on welfare, making us all dependent on the government, taking away our liberty and our dignity, as B.F. Skinner would say. He wanted to do that, and that's their plan to do this. But I wanted to also talk, before I go back to our callers, about the banking issue of this. I mentioned briefly that in California, the California treasurer, also an individual who is running for governor as a Democrat, has put out the idea of creating a publicly owned bank so they could service what's now being called cannabis business. The federal government, under Jeff Sessions, has been threatening banks and businesses with money laundering and racketeering charges if they finance these marijuana businesses, which, again, the federal government has absolutely no constitutional authority to have any say-so about that. If you think that they do, if you think it's a good idea, like people thought alcohol prohibition was, then you need to have an amendment to the Constitution. That's what the 18th Amendment was about. They had to have the 18th Amendment because they had the 10th Amendment. But we don't pay any attention to the Constitution or to the law anymore. But they also point out that on the downside of this, of course, anything that is operated by California is probably not going to work, especially we've had two gubernatorial candidates that are Democrats. They are talking about this. So they probably aren't going to be able to operate it profitably. It's going to be a big risk to taxpayers because they've already started talking about the fact that they want to Gavin Newsom, the other gubernatorial candidate there in California, has suggested that, hey, we could also use this to finance health care and student loans and affordable housing and on and on and on and on. They're going bankrupt, and creating a state bank isn't going to solve that. Doing something that is going to nullify the Federal Reserve would be a good thing. And along those lines, Alabama has a bill that would encourage the use of gold and silver in trade. This is an article from the New American, and this is legislation that is making its way through the Alabama state legislature. Right now, if you exchange gold and silver, you get state sales taxes, state use taxes. And this is not talking about whether or not you have a gain or loss. Okay. One of the things that is necessary for a currency, of course, is that you're not going to have state sales taxes on a currency over, when you don't pay state sales taxes, state sales tax when you buy something with Federal Reserve paper notes. And you also don't see that as a gain or loss as measured against some arbitrary other standard like the euro. for example. But they do that with cryptocurrencies. They do that with gold and silver. They measure it against an arbitrary standard, in this case, the Federal Reserve paper money, and they say, well, look, gold and silver are going up or down relative to that arbitrary standard. Cryptocurrency is going up or down. So we're going to charge you a sales tax because we're going to treat it as a commodity, and we're also going to have you have a profit or loss as you trade that. So this would remove part of that. It would be a step in the right direction to getting us back to constitutional money that is actually backed by something. And they're saying that they're only making about $200,000 a year on sales taxes, and they would more than make that up with revenue that they would have by people bringing in conventions to buy and sell gold and silver into Alabama. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a step in the right direction, and I think it's very important for us to understand that when we look at our out-of-control government, our unresponsive government, to realize that there are things that we can do at the state level. That's the bottom line of all these stories. There are things that we can do at the state level to nullify these unconstitutional actions, these usurpations of power by the federal government. And there are things that we can do to restore things back to the framework that we know that works. All right, let's go back to our callers right now. Let's go to Lee in Washington. Thank you for holding, Lee.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
About this memo, isn't that based on a 100-page report?
Well, there's a 100-page report that was talking about what the NSA had done, and that's what William Binney came on to talk about. But this is also that certainly the abuses of the NSA are a part of this. But this 4-page memo is specifically talking about individuals in the Justice Department and the FBI. I think it's important to maintain that distinction and that understanding that they're talking about how justice has been obstructed, how information has been withheld by those individuals, and that is a big part of it, in addition to the abuses of the NSA. Hang on, I'll get right back to you, Lee, and our other callers when we return.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose auto ship before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for auto ship because we hold back a surplus for auto ship customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on auto ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've got some callers on the line. If you want to join the program, the number is 888-201-2244. We were talking to Lee in Washington as we had to go to break, and he's held on through the break. I want to go back to you, Lee. Your comments, you had asked about the difference between the FISA memo and this, which is about 100 pages, and this four-page memo. Your comments.
I was just wondering they're making a big fight over this little four-page report when we should be seeing the 100-page report.
Bingo. You got it. That's exactly what I was saying earlier today. That's what Judge Napolitano was saying. That's what Paul Craig Roberts was saying.
Yeah,
the real issue here is that we had that report. It came out in July. Nobody talked about it. We talked about it with William Binney. He came on, talked to Alex about it. That is the big issue. That is the big issue. They don't want you to see that. And this other report, although it shows criminal collusion and criminal actions within the FBI and the Department of Justice and using the tools of the NSA and the FISA court and so forth, the real issue is that 100-page memo that nobody wants to talk about even now.
Yes, yes. This brings to mind, we're all pretty much in favor of having term limits on the elected officials. I think this points out the need for employment restrictions, term limits for the employees of the federal government.
I absolutely agree with that as well. You know, Senator Rand Paul has several times, he's had people in the House also join with him to introduce this. He called it the RAIN Act. As in reigning in the government, the bureaucracy, and putting some restrictions on them. You know, one of the key things that's happened with a bureaucracy, and let's understand, the law enforcement agencies are bureaucrats. They're perpetually there, and they never go away. They stay there between whether you have Republicans or Democrats elected. These people are the ones who stay there, and they are the deep state, a big part of the deep state, this permanent, unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy. And they're creating laws for us as well. And those laws that they create, these regulations, once you violate those laws, they say that you have violated a civil rule. And so you don't have the protections they maintain. You don't have the protections that you would if you had violated a law that was passed by Congress. So you don't have protection that says that you are innocent until proven guilty. You don't have a protection against them taking your property before even finding you guilty. You don't have protection against excessive fines. So you have these agencies like the FAA saying that we're going to give you a $25,000 fine if we find out that you got a toy drone and you didn't register it with us and we find you flying it, we're going to fine you $25,000. That's the kind of stuff they do, or the excessive EPA fines that they were levying against that Montana welder who had 8 acres and he had a small pond on his land. They were giving him $37,000 fines a day and then tried to levy his wages. That's the kind of out-of-control bureaucracy that we have that never changes, regardless of who we elect.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I've watched over here in Eastern Washington as the Forest Service and the BLM fight fires, and I've tried to make sense of it. And the best thing I can do is to try to turn common sense on its head to understand how they look at things.
Oh, yeah.
You have to turn everything around 180 degrees and look at it totally opposite from sense, and you can make sense of their way of thinking.
It is an upside-down world. And I don't know if you caught it, but beginning of this week, I talked to a lawyer who was trying to raise awareness for the Hammonds, who were charged not only with destruction of federal property, but charged with terrorism. And because of mandatory minimums, even though a judge there said this really wasn't terrorism, there was an out-of-control fire because the BLM doesn't manage the property that they are supposed to be managing. They don't manage the lands properly. And it's a common tactic. The BLM would do backfires, and these people did a backfire in order to protect their home. 139 acres. And it's not clear whether it was the Hammonds or the BLM that caused that those acres to burn. It was nothing but sagebrush. The judge said that's only about $1,000 worth of damage at the most. But then he had a federal prosecutor who came in and said, you can't sentence them just to a couple of months in jail. Even that would have been excessive. But they said, no, this is terrorism, and they've got to go to jail for years, and they're still in jail. And so that's the kind of abuse that we see, the kind of mismanagement followed by criminal abuse out of the Department of Justice. And, of course, nothing is being done about this. We're trying to raise awareness so the Trump administration would do something to commute these sentences of these people. But that is exactly what we're seeing in Washington and Oregon and many other places where they do not manage the lands, and where they take away people's property rights as miners, loggers, and ranchers. That's a real shame.
Yeah, exactly, David. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lee. Let's go to Josh in South Carolina. Josh, thank you for holding.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Knight.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yes. And I have a prediction. You know, first I want to say that, you know, as media savvy as President Trump is, I kind of question the decision to wait until Friday to release it, let alone the Friday before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, but nonetheless, when the memo does come out, I have a prediction that no longer will the expression be "your name is mud in this town," but rather it'll be "your name is Schiff in this town."
And or Comey. Yeah. Kind of like they said, Comey's name isn't going to be on any buildings or streets, but it may be permanently attached to this kind of operation.
Right. But Schiff and Mud is the same color, so I like that comparison better.
Right.
And then no longer will a traitor be a Benedict Arnold, but rather they will be a John McCain or perhaps a Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And as far as this Law and Order SVU thing goes, like most of your listeners, you know, I'm thoroughly disgusted. And I actually have a history with this show. Every time I'd go over to my mother's house, she would have this on a constant loop. One of the networks plays it all day.
Oh.
It took a while to convince her to stop watching it, because every episode tries to outdo itself with how dark and depraved the crimes are, whether it's rape, murder, incest, pedophilia, or worst, if you can imagine, you know, bestiality.
Oh,
they run the gamut of depravity. And mm-hmm. I have a suggestion, because no longer can we just sit and pound on the desk and yell and scream about this. We need to go after the individuals who are behind this. And I propose a contest, and where, you know, you allow us to help you. We need to do a money bomb to provide the winners with funds. I predict that this will be the biggest money bomb you ever do. We need to put these people, they want to be famous. Let's make them famous. Let's put their name in lights. Let's highlight each one of these people, and let's have a contest to see who can dig up the most dirt on these scumbags. Because way does a mind that comes up with this depravity not have skeletons in their closet. And the award has to be enough so that private investigators and Project Veritas types dig into these people's lives.
Boy, that's really true, Josh. You hit the nail on the head. Anybody that dreams up this sick stuff for a living, you're going to find out, if you really investigate them, you're going to find a Harvey Weinstein type of person or a Roman Polanski type of person at the bottom of this. And that really is true. That's the depravity that is coming out of Hollyweird. or Harvey Wood, whatever you want to call them. I mean, that is the sickness that you find in these people. I just can't believe the kinds of shows that they're putting out there. And this is just the latest example. This one that is pushing rape against InfoWars reporters. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Introducing FluoriLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FluoriLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FluoriLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FluoriLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FluoriLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your calls. The number is 888-201-2244. I'm going to go back to Max in New York in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that are on sale. The products that we sell there are what keep us independent, and we really do appreciate your support, and we try to offer you and do offer you the very best products you can find. One of our newest products, BodEase, just came out, and we've got it at an introductory 50% off, and several other of our new products are also 50% off. We've got CellForce, the Real Red Pill, both 50% off. Carnivore and Floor Life are 33% off, and those, of course, are products that will help you with your digestion, help you with your with probiotics that will help your gut health in terms of Floor Life. Those are 33% off, and we have Alexa Pure Breeze, the air purifier, very silent, very nice product, nice appearance, interesting to watch this thing work, and you don't hear it work. You can see a little discrete light there that changes as it senses contaminants in the air and changes color as it takes that out. So again, you can get Alexa Pure Breeze at $50 off all these products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's go to Max in New York. Max called in. He wanted to talk about the memo, which we're expecting is going to be released, I guess, on the Friday before the Super Bowl. I guess that's great timing for politics, isn't it? As one of our previous callers just pointed out. Max, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, David. I just want to say that I think the sooner that memo comes out, the better. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the NTSB, and it's related somewhat to this in the sense that if you're not aware of it, I know you are, David, but maybe the callers aren't. But they report on any accidents of aircraft or any other vehicle that has some mishap.
That's right.
And they do an analysis, and then they file a report that anybody can see at their site. And one of the things that I'm surprised it hasn't been mentioned before is if you look at the NTSB report on, let's say, 9/11, you'll see that it was overruled by the FBI. They didn't do an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't file a report.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that one. It just came out in the last week and a half that Mueller had shut down information that was coming out of Florida about 9/11. And, of course, he was put in office just 1 week before 9/11 was pulled off. All of that is very suspicious. I'm telling you what, you know, a lot of congressmen, we even had Trey Gowdy, who is retiring and he wants to get back into the legal practice, maybe get a judgeship. And he came back and said, oh, this doesn't have anything to do with Mueller. Look, it has everything to do with Mueller. Let's not pretend otherwise. This guy is a big part of the deep state, about the dark government that has been there. He has been an integral part of this. He has been, they say, well, he's bipartisan. Of course he is. These people who have been running our post 9/11 government, and actually it's been going on even before that, but and we've been talking about this for a long time, but yeah, they are bipartisan. They don't really care. I mean, this partisan bickering that we see back and forth is really just distraction and entertainment for us. As Frank Zappa said, the politicians are the entertainment branch of the military-industrial complex. But you're absolutely right. If we go back and we look at this cover-up, and I mentioned earlier in the program that the BBC just came back again trying to clear their name for that report where they showed Building 7, the third building that wasn't hit by a plane, saying it had collapsed in its own footprint like the other two had. And it was still visible over the reporter's shoulder. Go ahead, Max.
If you look at the 9/11 report from day one, it was overruled. It was the NTSB did nothing basically. And I'm curious to see what they report on the recent train crash, because they'll tell you what happened. If they do an investigation, they do it very thoroughly. They're a very good organization for that. No. And they investigate any American aircraft or airline anywhere in the world that has an incident.
Well, if you go back to Flight 800, if you remember Flight 800?
Yep.
It was there over Long Island, and there were naval exercises that were going on. And, of course, we've had situations where, by mistake, the U.S. Navy shot down a passenger airliner in Iran. The Iranians did not go to war with us. They accepted the apology, the compensation, and so forth. But they didn't want to have that happen in the United States. And people who were witnesses to it said that looked like there was a missile that took down that plane. And there were also people who had recordings of flight information. And that was confiscated by the FBI. We've seen the FBI do this on numerous times. They did it at Randy Weaver's Ruby Ridge situation. They did it at Waco. They covered up evidence at Waco. You go back and you look at any of these major events, and you've had the FBI coming in and destroying evidence, confiscating evidence, obstructing investigations. And this is why, when we talk about this, it's why Paul Craig Roberts said, look, you just need to shut down these organizations. They've been they've become too corrupt. You need to clean house. There are some functions that need to be some investigations that need to be done when there are crimes that go across state lines. But we don't need to have the massive surveillance state and police state that we have now in any way, shape, or form.
Yep. So, David, what do you think of the memo? When do you think they should release that?
I thought they should have released it 2 weeks ago. they put it on the floor. And it's like immediately said, release it. That next Friday, Glenn Greenwald had pointed out, and I reported that on the news. I said, look, they could read it on the floor. They could leak it to the press. They could declassify it in the Intelligence Committee, which then took them another couple of weeks to do. Or President Trump could declassify it, but put it out immediately. Many people have said, look, their problem was they should have just leaked it. This is the way everybody else does it in Washington. And as Paul Craig Roberts pointed out, you don't want to just let this thing sit there and talk about it for 2 weeks, because all that does is harden the confirmation bias of individuals so that you can't get that information out. So I think it's unfortunate that we're now on a Friday, and it's the Friday before the Super Bowl, but I think they need to put it out right away. I mean, at the very latest, Monday. It's a shame that they waited this long, is what I think, Max. But I've got a couple of other people on the line. Let me get to them so we don't run out of time. Thank you, Max. Let's go to Debbie in New Jersey. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hey, David.
Hi.
The FBI, they don't answer to our government. I think I'm correct on this. They answer to the Treasury, which is a privately owned corporation. Am I right?
I think they're under the Department of Justice, actually, which is under the executive branch. That's why it's very, very interesting that you have Leon Panetta saying this is a constitutional crisis. And it's like, no, it's not. The president, all these organizations are under the president. The Department of Justice is over the FBI, and the Attorney General is under the president. So they work for him. It's okay for him to fire the FBI director if he thinks he's doing a bad job.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so disgusted about the memo as well. I've been jumping up and down for the last 2 weeks, and my husband's like, slow your roll, Beavis, calm down. It'll get done. But I know, but then also, with the NSA, I wanted to touch on that because there is an individual master file on all of us in this country that made us all criminals.
Yes.
And people need to look into that, too, to realize that's why the NSA is there, so that at any given moment, as you and Alex say, they can find the crime and lock your butt right up.
And that's what Rand Paul was trying to explain to Stephen Colbert. He said, look, they can take Stephen Colbert and they can go back and they can find any kind of detail about your life and just casually ask you, like they did General Flynn. He wasn't told that this was some kind of a formal deposition. He didn't have a lawyer. He wasn't put under oath, but they just simply ask him a factual question. And if he gives them the wrong answer, bingo, I got you on a serious crime of lying to a federal. That law needs to be struck. That is an abuse of law. And immediately Stephen Colbert comes in and goes, well, if I lied about meeting with a Russian, then lock me up. That wasn't even a crime. He was on the Trump transition team. And if he said something that was factually wrong about that, that should not be a crime any more than asking him what his favorite color is and getting a hesitant answer from the general. That really was not a crime. And it's an abuse of that. And it's a shame, really, that you've got Democrats who are pushing to give this kind of unchecked power to the surveillance state and to a president, even, that they say that they're afraid of. We'll be right back. Thank you for calling, Debbie. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is Pollen Block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
President Trump is expected to swiftly declassify the controversial FISA memo. The news comes after the FBI issued a rare public statement saying it had grave concerns about its release, which could be detrimental to national security. FBI Director Christopher Wray is reportedly pressuring the White House to redact all names in the memo prior to its release. So much for transparency. Congressman Jeff Duncan says the release of the FISA memo will shake the FBI to its core. He revealed that the document exposes how the agency was weaponized by Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration to spy on the Trump campaign. Representative Adam Schiff has tried to block the release of the damning FISA memo, saying he'd discovered material changes to it. Chairman Nunez's office said the changes were minor and blasted the complaint as a bizarre distraction from the abuses detailed in the memo. And the soon-to-be-released FISA memo has been a trending topic for days because the deep state tried so hard to suppress it. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment, and we've got Debbie on the line holding. Before we do, real quickly, this article just came out from the New York Post. Why your paycheck looked bigger this week? They're saying they expect 90% of American workers to see more take-home pay in their paychecks. But, of course, Chuck Schumer said the GOP is going to rue the day that they gave any money back to those people. We had Bernie Sanders saying they've looted the Treasury. And then Nancy Pelosi said, but it's just crumbs. It's just crumbs, so don't worry about it. Well, we'll see. I think it's going to be the Democrats who rue the day, who rue those comments about it being their money and we're stealing their money to give it to the Republicans stealing the Democrats' money in the Treasury and giving it to the people who actually earned it or letting us take it home. All right, let's go back to Debbie, and then we've got JT in Colorado and other callers on the line. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, thank you. So now that you've mentioned about the money, even with the IRS, they have no license to operate in this country, and they were never ratified by Congress. Yet they steal our money.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, when I was talking about what happens with the different bureaucracies, how they make up their own rules, how they have their own courts, how they have their own law enforcement organizations, and they're absolutely unaccountable to us. They were the first ones to do that. And then we have these, all the rest of these organizations, like I said before, the FAA, the EPA, pick one, okay, the BLM. They've now got militarized police forces out there. BLM used to not be armed. I mean, look at what they did at the Bundy Ranch. They've got full paramilitary. So we got the Department of Education using SWAT teams to collect, delinquent college loans. These people have created their own laws, and then they say that these laws that they create for us, we don't have any rights under those laws, and then they have their own law enforcement, although it's not laws, and then they have their own penalty system, and they can make it as excessive as they want, they say, because they're not actual laws, they're just rules. And so that's, when we look at the IRS, they really created the template for this, but now that has metastasized to all of these bureaucracies in Washington.
Right, and none of them, basically the deck has been stacked against us to be defenseless against any of these organizations. So why don't they start dismantling them one at a time?
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. I think the only hope that we have, we're not going to see Washington reform itself anymore than we're going to see the FBI or the NSA reform itself. They're just not going to do it. They're not going to investigate themselves. They're not going to cut back their bureaucracies. I mean, their whole reason for being is to create these bureaucratic empires. So the only way that we're going to do this is the way, and that's why I spent some time at the top of the hour talking about it, what we're seeing in Idaho, what we're seeing in Alabama and other places, even what we're seeing in California, where they're pushing back against federal encroachment that they don't have any authority for. We're going to have to use nullification. And if nullification doesn't work, we're going to have to just cut them off. And we're going to have to just leave. I think that's the only rightful remedy. Right now, we can try nullification and tell them you don't have the authority to arrest us and hold us indefinitely with the military and without any trial. But there's so many things that the federal government is doing, and the federal government is never going to give us our liberty back. We're going to have to take it, and we're going to have to, string by string, we're going to have to cut the feds off one way or the other, through nullification or through secession. Thank you, Debbie. Let's go to the other callers, because this is our last segment. Let's go to JT in Colorado. Thank you, JT.
Hey, how are you doing, David?
Doing good.
The thing, you've got Clapper flipping up his comments, televised comments, with this allegation of omission in a four-page memo that is no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. Of course it's going to be a summary, right?
And, you know, it's 1,000 pages boiled down with the talking points. And then you've got Adam Schiff, who says, my memo is better because I've added 3 pages of inventions.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole thing, if people want to find out, no doubt Nunez's memo will be well bibliographed and footnoted, and you'll be able to, since the memo will, you know, unveil a lot of what is redacted in, well, the 100-page memo that Bill Binning was talking with Alex about the other day. But in my research, I found several others that are involved in this thing that directly implicate the ex-president.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so...
That's where it's going to eventually go back to. It's going to roll back to him. He was in charge of these agencies that were out of control. These individuals worked directly for him. And you're right. This is really set up. All the stuff we're told, well, this is national security. No, it's job security for these people. And it is covering up their crimes, their exposure. And that's really why we have these national security restrictions on all this information. And that's why this stuff needs to come out.
Yeah, and it's basically what we need to do is talking about all these people, everyone. A government job should not last longer than 8 years. And that's it.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
there's no transparency in government whatsoever. And as I said yesterday when I began talking about it, I read the quotes from Patrick Henry and others. If you hide the transactions of the government from the people, you will have tyranny. You will not have a republic. You will not have any liberty whatsoever if everything they do, they can hide from you. And they do that now. It's not just the CIA. It's not just national security. I can tell you whenever we go to talk to anybody at any level of the government, no matter how low it is, oh, I'm sorry, I can't say anything to you at all about that. And that's everything is a secret. Because they're simply trying to protect themselves and protect their jobs. Absolutely true.
Yes, and they will continue to do it. They will amass, you know, all the wrong people in all the right places to make the American people's lives and our fortunes miserable.
I agree. Well, thank you so much, JT. I've got to get to Cassandra. She's been on hold as well for a while, and we've got just a couple of minutes left. Cassandra, Arizona, go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Hi, David. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
I just want to thank you guys for doing such a good job. And I hate to, like, plug your products, but I get vitamin mineral fusion. And
oh.
I own my own business. And I want to just tell you guys, it's been great. I haven't had any pain since I started taking that. And I clean houses.
Oh, that's great. That's
but
great.
I want to talk about what is going on, because the truth is coming out, and that is why we need such an open door policy in our government. We need to demand an open door policy in our government. We don't need any more shadow governments. We don't need anything that we as a people don't approve.
I agree, and I think that's one of the most important things about this, regardless of the information. Everybody should, there's a hunger throughout the country for the government to stop the concealment. And we want more transparency. That's one of the reasons why WikiLeaks is so popular. Because, and so important to what everybody knows about their government. Because the government works so hard, as I said, to conceal everything from us. And it's just wrong. And it's fundamentally wrong. And the American people understand that. And that's why there is such a push for disclosure. And I think this resistance, this pushback against it, all these people who are doing this, the Democrats, the mainstream media, they're on the wrong side of the of what the public wants.
And I think you're absolutely correct. It's separating the wheat from the chaff. You know, we have the wheat, which is the truth. And then we have the outer covering, which has no nutritional value. And it doesn't protect the people. You know, all it does is it keeps us blind to the truth. And if we can actually look at our country from an honest perspective, I think that we can start to take responsibility for the things that we need to take responsibility for. And you know what? It's only going to come out through honest, hard work. You know, it's not going to come easy. And we need to work as Republicans. We need to work as...
Oh, absolutely. They're not going to give it to us. They're not going to give it to us. But you know what we just did get? I just saw on the board here, the memo has just been released. So it's going to be an interesting program coming up with Alex Jones. They have just released the, it says first excerpts is what Fox News is saying. First excerpts of the Nunes memo. Why did they put out excerpts instead of the full 4 pages? I mean, it's 4 pages. Why can't you put out the full 4 pages? I hope they put the whole thing out there. And again, it's unfortunate that they waited until a Friday, and the Friday before the Super Bowl at that to put this out. But they should have done it earlier, but I'm glad they did it because this is what the American people want to see. We want to have this information. Let Adam Schiff put out his memo too. Let's see who's telling the truth. It's about time we get to the bottom of all this. We're simply tired of all the distractions and the constant Russia, Russia, Russia. Let's get to the bottom of this and see what's going on. We need to know what they've learned. We'll be right. Well, actually, Alex Jones is coming up. He's going to tell you what they released in the memo. I'm David Knight. Thanks for joining us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin.
Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.